boy, do we have stories for you.
What it do, baby?
What it do, baby? Like, so, wait. This is take two of what was supposed to be another random episode.
You're exposing yourself here.
No, listen, the people must know. I am happy. I feel like I'm not exposing myself so much as someone else is being exposed. I was just roped into a situation. No.
Yes. There were scheduled recordings.
Twice.
Scheduled for and a release date on every Monday. But here we are recording on a Monday.
On a Monday.
Tell us listen, why.
Listen.
God damn, Nick. Get... God damn moon crickets.
Anyway, welcome to Part-Time Alcoholics. Booze Without the Bullshit. I need to find a better one for that.
No. That's
I like that.
Stay true to your brand. Stay.
Okay.
Adidas is not changing his brand.
Imagine.
Nike's not
back
changing.
To the classics.
Come on,
it's not even going forward.
Anyway, you are joined by the Suburban Bumper Action, aka, can I now say Kobe in the crutch?
Yes.
Yes, Kobe in the crutch.
The taxi driver's nutritionist.
Yes. And I had more. I in my old age, I'm forgetting my AKAs.
Yeah, because they weren't assigned to you by us. That's why. Jesu is like, no, my boy. No.
He was like,
you gave yourself
the name. A question.
Backspace.
He's like, control, delete. Yeah. What you're not going to do.
And as usual, I'm joined by the boys, the niggas, the squads.
You're joined by Candy Spice, aka Bunani Boy,
Peyton Pulser,
aka Le Grand B, aka your favorite plant-based snack, your big snack,
the super-sized one,
and DIY Daddy, aka the new vegan for a month. Not by choice.
So guys, not let's get choice. Into it. People come in here with chest hair and they think they've been on the squad program. They think they know things. Fam, they think they have facts.
Fam, they thought they have the blueprint so, laid out.
We're recording out of my crib. Sherman walks in. I'm watching Demolition Man. I'm calm, cool, collected. I'm not challenging my guy. My guy says, oh, there's Bill Goldberg. I'm like, can we stop, actually? Like, no. Like, can we just enjoy the movie? He's like, no. And he's adamant, so we even rewind this thing. I pause.
You couldn't believe me. You rewind on your own volition.
I was like, this is not Goldberg. So I'm like, do you want to bet? So I stayed in my terms. I was just like, yo, Sherm, if I win, you're vegan for a month. Whilst he's thinking of his terms, I'm doing a little research. As I'm scrolling through IMDb, it's like, no. Then a scene comes with this Hong Kong Goldberg. And goes, then the Hesham. Oh. Actually, you know that thing?
Like,
I was joking.
Like, no, when they're like, you know, the facial expression falls off your face, you're just like, so, you know what I had said? What I had said was. No,
I even saw a little thug tear when you realize he's vegan for a month.
Don't talk shit. Oh my god.
Woo! Watch him get back at the end of the month and be like, yo, guys,
I'm vegan for life, yeah.
Bruh.
That's my strat.
I'm gonna buy some barbecue spice and just spice up everything.
Okay, spice it and make it taste like meat.
Exactly.
Yo, don't worry, Lexi's got those burgers.
Oh my god.
Nah, dude, but do you remember you weren't there? So remember when we went to go watch Bad Boys 3?
Yeah.
The whole squad went to Lexi's. Mm. And obviously I'm the only Vijan in the squad. It's cool, but I was just like, guys, just come eat this meal, then we go watch this movie. Don't you think Squirtle tastes as food? Even the carnivore amongst us.
I was.
You know what
I'm saying? It kind of slaps, I'm not gonna
lie.
It kind of slaps.
They like you boys there. That's me.
It kind of slaps.
That's me. They changed
this. Listen, whatever it was, I was like, you know what? I'm not even mad at this. Like, I'm with it. But anyway, before we get into why last week was a fuck up, which it was always a spectacular fuck up. What are we doing? We're doing rum.
We are doing rum.
Rum month. Take us through this again.
We did Don Papa last week. Well, 2 weeks ago. A week and a half, I don't know. And we're doing two South African rums as a comparison. So I have two rums here. Two slightly different price points. Both expensive as bottles, especially for rum. So it's Divaram Rasta, which is a Free State rum. And Amber Rush.
I literally read that in English. I was like, die warm.
Oh,
like, I was like, what kind of slurs are these? Okay. Die warm, Rasta. Like, yo, what did Rasta do to you?
Die warm.
Die slow, motherfucker. My phone.
My phone.
Make sure all your kids don't grow.
And that's like $450 and then $600 for Enverush Limestone Rum. And that's from Cape Town. Yeah, 600 for. Okay. Also 10 years, so it's like the Don Papa that we
had. Actually around the same price point as well.
Yeah. So that's what we taste.
Okay.
So we're having the limestone, the rum, made by Enverush. Enverush is known for their gins, not really their rums. I think this is their first.
Though you weren't a fan of their gin either.
Well, not the amber gin.
Yeah, not the amber one, yeah.
The rest of them, yeah. So they spice gin is shit, and this is a spiced rum. So I'm assuming they're not quite sure how to spice.
Okay. Who knows? Maybe.
But the Imperosh Amber is nice, man.
I like
I don't know. No.
You're too much of a purist.
It was rough. It was really rough. It was like tasting herbs. You see what it's like, drink this.
his parents put him to sleep with scotch and vodka.
They
didn't rub it on his gums. Keep drinking, boy. He has a chance.
The little bottle, they were like, it's Boston, don't worry.
Scotty Mansion.
I was looking for the salt and lime from the time I was a kid.
You're too much of a purist, man.
Alright, let's do this. Let's climb into this.
It's like a Sangoma made it.
What?
It is.
The amber.
It smells very spicy. Give this a whiff.
I'm not mad at the smell though.
It's interesting. It's I can't place it though. Like I can't tell you what the smell is.
Like it could
there's
be.
Like a candy like, you know a candy apple?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a smell like that, like a caramel.
I'm smelling like a molasses kinda.
Yeah, that too. Ah, look at us, man. Okay, we're losing our touch. We need to slag this thing.
Right.
I smell ass. I smell Budissi. I smell booty, dick, and pussy.
I smell that jail wine.
Alright, let's say we're just having it with a bit of ice.
With ice. Mm. Mm. Oh shit. Actually, we can't use that.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost like.
Late for us now.
You're sitting at me like, well. Okay. Okay, so when we first tried this, I thought, you know what, it might be that we were just drunk and maybe overly.
No, don't add a week. Someone was crunk last week. Someone had that pin juice. I think I'm gonna let it loose.
Oh no. Also, I did let it loose.
Ah, you let
loose. It does taste like a spicy shoe though.
Oh,
like
man. it's rough.
It tastes like a brogue.
Oh,
like if you have like you know
like
one
like one of those struggle brogues, like it's
like a fence like
1950s.
You know, like
someone
chew
from a jazz club. Like,
it's leathery. It's leathery with a hint of tar in the mix of
like a spicy brogue. Yeah, like
a spicy.
You know, if I went to Woods and bought the Cajun spice and then put it on a shoe,
okay.
And then ate the shoe,
it's like this bottle was sponsored by Kiwi. Black polish.
It's okay, guys. Also, it's not. Wait. Okay, let me try shoot this some bail. Is it that terrible?
It doesn't smell as bad as you guys are. Mm-mm.
No, it smells better than it tastes.
It's not a great taste.
But you're taking many sips though.
Is it an aftertaste or is it?
Not for me. Not so much of an aftertaste. The during is like. It tells you it's there. It's
it's quite harsh and leather. It is. I feel leather.
It's not an easy.
Okay, I taste leather. Yeah, this is.
Okay, so now do the test. Run the test. So add a dash of Coke and see if the taste changes. Yeah. I mean, also, this is the traditional way to consume rum, no?
Yes. Also, we are technically supposed to be wearing wife beaters, so we haven't done it entirely traditionally.
Wow. So you wanna bring wife beaters so, in the day after Women's Day?
Listen, the only Women's Day I recognize is August 9th.
Shout out to you. Yeah. August 9th is Women's Day. That's what's up.
The rest of you. No one did this last year. I didn't see everyone's like International Women's Day.
Why
in
are
March.
There always like 5 Mother's Days and like 6 Women's Days?
Fam.
It's, I'm always confused. Well, I'm just like, how do I? Because
men ain't shit. That's why.
It's the agenda.
So I'm hoping this Coke changes the taste. And my theory is that if you a good alcohol never needs a mix. Like a really good alcohol, you can have it on ice. That's an option. It's not a, oh, in order for you to drink this and enjoy it, you have to mix it.
My dude, when you had Africa Burn,
you got your titties out. Yeah, like, because like, it also, I mean, that depends on, like, your setting.
You're not buying a 600 buck rum bottle for Africa Burn.
I've seen people make worse choices, eh?
Okay, yeah, no, that's but a fair argument. But
you are, you are.
So, where are you consuming this rum?
Never.
No, man, like gin
okay,
pub.
You want to show off, no one really is into like rum.
No, but that's why I'd take it to a bri.
I'd take it to a bri
with like lawyers.
I see this in Barrage Tenure as like an events company will order a case. I don't think someone is individually gonna buy this. This is a case. Like you buy a case of this and you have like a rum party or whatever. Like I don't know who's hosting that.
It looks nice.
That's the thing. Actually, you could take it to like a fancy type party just because.
But
if you take that bottle, no, you're gonna mix it. Cause like, let's be fair. People at parties aren't really sitting. Not a lot of people are sitting drinking neat liquor. Just cause it's even if it is good liquor, it's just hard to do while you're like vibing. You're around. You're not really paying attention to the taste. So, bring this through. Get some Coke. The Coke really helps. The Coke helps. Actually, do you know what
I can taste that this thing is overpowering the Coke even.
The spice is, but it's the Coke is leveling out the leather.
It's leveling out like the initial taste of the leather, but it's giving me it's so I can taste Coke and then I can taste the aftertaste of this. And that aftertaste is now lingering.
It doesn't make a really good mouthwash.
Yeah, it sits with you.
But like you could, but I think you really could take this around girls and then just be like, yo, I be the dude who makes cool rum cocktails.
But then why would you drop 600 bucks on this when you could buy even the cheaper Don Papa, which is even better than this? Still have some cash.
Because the bottle looks pretty. You're gonna show girls the bottle, they're gonna be like, hey yo, oh not even girls, whoever you're trying to impress. Yeah. People are gonna see that. I think this is the one to impress people with its looks.
Mm.
But it maybe doesn't have all that much substance.
I think you give this to your boss to low-key to
exactly. So they're gonna appreciate it because it looks like what? But it's a sidestep. In
the meantime, a man with a horse's ass.
You're right.
Like hold that.
Exactly.
Taste that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, do you wanna while we're doing this, do you wanna explain to our peoples what happened once?
You can explain. Or don't you remember? Then we have to explain. Because we can.
There's not much to the story. It's like you just arrived hot. Well, you arrived crunk and you arrived hot. And you came in. And we tried to record. And it just, people were taking personal calls in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And people were slurring words. And then it was
Joel's just trying to walk without his crutches.
And then like it sounded like the NBA finals. All you heard was cause he's hopping around and he's just like, my nigga. And he's like going to the, like, what's going on here? And then you just hear lip smacking. It's just mbaz. And it's just.
I did not initiate those mbaz.
It's just
They were given to me. And then I accepted them because it's rude to not accept gifts.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that there was a problem that came with you? Or are you saying that you were a collective problem?
I'm saying that it was problematic. And we shouldn't get bogged down in the who's did what to who.
No, we know who did what. We know. And it was you.
What time of the day did you start drinking? And we recorded. We attempted to record at 7:30.
No, when yours called me, like you called me like a few minutes before arriving here, you sounded okay. It was literally like 30 minutes.
I think I know what happened. So what happened was, yours arrived at my house first, and I was running 10 minutes late. And in those 10 minutes, they went to Melbourne. And I was just like, niggas, where are you? So we rushed in through that drink that they had in Melbourne, that cocktail. So they had to down it.
That might have okay, no, that might have been okay.
I what did you have?
You had a shot, yeah? You had a shot.
More than one.
So it's, you had a long drink and a few tequilas.
So what happened was, because I was like, ooh, I don't know. Like, I knew you said 10 minutes, but I also... Look, I always take people's 10 minutes as black people's 10 minutes.
No, so but you like, know you were working with me.
That is true. But so anyway, it was like, okay, well, Melville's just up here. Let's quickly go, and then we'll be back. Like, he'll say, I'm here. We'll be like, all right, cool. Pow. So then we arrived there, and then we were going to have one shot. So we ordered a drink, and we had one drink. It was a short drink. But then... the only way we knew he arrived is because like hands came from around us and put shots in front of us, and we're like, who is this? Like, oh. And then
when Pila enters your storyline, shit goes awry, eh?
It goes.
Explain the context of Pila. Explain who's this person.
He's the deputy mayor.
Yeah, Pila is the deputy. We've spoken about the mayor before. The mayor of Jolly's, Pila is his deputy. He's running for election for mayor. As currently, apparently the mayor is doing nonsense and is otherwise preoccupied with running for president of someone else's life. So the mayor's like, listen, let me hold this.
But you know, as things are with a deputy,
yeah,
they do too much.
Oh, of course.
Fam, Pila.
We saw the mess.
My ninja gets...
Can I tell you how bad it was on Friday? Like, there was a point where we were all just like...
What do you mean, after we left?
Yeah. So, like...
Okay, so we went to Jolly Cool's, guys. So, Jolly Rogers is in Parkhurst. And then we went across the road to Jolly Cool's after a bit. And friend Pila left us at Jolly Cool's.
Jolly Cool's
by himself. And then, like, okay, we'll catch you there later.
He literally came to invite us to talk to people. And then, like... Dipped as soon as we arrived, just like, oh yeah, remember?
Oh yes, yeah.
He was like, so I followed him. These guys left. I followed him across. Find him doing his thing, talking to people. I find a group of friends that I know and that Pila also knows, and he's sitting down with them.
Mm.
I sit down. He gets up, disappears. Cause I don't know. He does it anyway.
Why is that his MO?
I don't know. But while I'm there, the friends are like,
what's wrong with this guy?
What's wrong? They're like, who hurt this man? Like, he's... They're not even like, what's wrong? Like, is he too drunk? They're like, concerned for his emotional well-being.
Wow.
So I'm like, bro, listen, I don't know what to tell you. He's going through a lot. The mayor's leaving him behind, maybe. Your man comes back to the table. Long story short, couple of chats. Then he's just here. He's passed out on his seat. People keep coming to like help. I'm like, listen, just let him go, because if you wake him up and he kind of sort of wakes up, then he's gonna try walk somewhere,
yeah,
and then we're never gonna find him.
Yeah,
so
look at you taking care of people,
fam. I was impressed with myself. I was like, look at me, I have
this is God
teaching me lessons.
Yes. He's like, my boy, you gotta look after yourself now.
At some point, I was literally, because he was fighting every time we tried to get him water, so I was ordering him shots of water.
You see, when the fathers leave the situation, me and you, then the child steps up.
Then so the this child is steps all that, up. That was needed. We just needed to send our child into the world.
Exactly.
See,
now you know what it feels like to look after you.
Yes.
My lord.
Yes.
Dude, this is exactly how you were at the beach. When you kept headbutting everyone. Do you know how many people he headbutted?
How many drinks he dropped with his head?
Dude, your Lisa was trying to do the crip walk.
Oh,
and then the crip
God.
Walk ended up into him losing his balance and headbutting people.
Absolutely.
How many people were holding their mouth and wanted to fight with you? VIP protection.
This is one of the AKAs we missed.
VIP protection.
Yes.
I literally had to pick you up with one hand and push people by their chest with the other hand like you're a rugby ball. And I'm running through the field.
Now you know what it's like to take care of yourself.
But anyway, so yes. And then he chanted on himself a little bit.
You've never gone to that level though.
Yes, you have.
Not sloppy like that.
You asked me to pull over.
But you have fallen asleep at a club.
Yes,
someone's jacket got shattered.
And someone's jacket got shattered. We're telling our street stories here. Someone's jacket actually got shat on
also,
in a club.
And the only reason I fell asleep there was because I had to sit and wait for her outside the bathroom.
She was cleaning the shit off her jacket, fam. That's not a quick mission.
So then what must I do?
So your solution to the problem is sleep.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've been drinking the entire day.
Did she smell weird when she came back out?
I don't know. I was too busy trying to process. So long story short, went to a wedding. After the wedding, went to the after party. After the party, went to the after party. Basically, after a number of parties, ended up at Taboo.
Yeah.
And it was me, this girl, my new brothers-in-law, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what may or may not have been happening or may or may not have been about to happen. Who knows? But then Olga went to the bathroom, came back to us, and she was like, "Ayo, someone shat on my jacket." And we were like, "What?" I was like, "What do you mean?" Because I even asked my brother-in-law, I was like, "Fam, did someone shit on my jacket?" He was like, "Yes." I was like, "Are you sure though?" Because in my mind, it wasn't even that drunk. So I cannot wrap my head around the idea that someone in a public place would shit on your thing.
So you assume, are you saying she shat on her own jacket?
I thought that may have been closer to the truth.
This is why we need to retire the club. There's certain age, like, you can't be in this mess.
This is what I was like, guys.
I'm not blaming the club. I'm blaming the people who are shitting on their jacket.
But these are club stories.
Guys, club stories always end up weird like this. But anyway.
Like you see some bitch walking the street in one shoe. What happened?
One shoe and half a week.
Nah, man. Yo. We need to do better, man.
Guys, we do.
Club jams, eh?
And we shall start with the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Got the segue.
Guys, you know, Corona's here. Like, they closed down Grayston Primary School today.
I know, I saw that. So I was really
tense. Trenton folk be stressing as fuck.
Also, I don't know why they didn't take the teacher out. Because apparently it was one teacher.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they didn't take the teacher out and then leave the school open.
Yeah, but think about, like, you got an adolescent, for lack of a better phrase, a young kid. And there's a risk of, and people be dying.
Mm.
Like, China's got 30,000 cases and, like, 3,000 deaths.
Mm.
Like, people like are offing, like they're shutting. Italy's closed.
Darwin said the strong survive. I'm joking.
Yeah, you know what? I've been asking for a mass extinction for the longest time. I was hoping for an asteroid. Well, Corona.
I think I'd prefer Corona to an asteroid, if I'm honest.
It'd make things far more exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Like taking bravado out. Okay, yeah. Getting back, like you got a kid in a school.
Mm.
There's a case that a teacher. The school has to take drastic
No,
like you gotta instill trust, like you're gonna do the right thing.
Mm.
I understand, and more than that, like parents are hysterical when it comes to their children. So
yeah,
it I guess in that sense it
and
makes
you know,
sense.
A kid might not recognize the symptoms as quickly as an adult looking for it, because obviously they might not have as ingrained knowledge of what the symptoms look like. So the kid might think, I might be feeling a bit fluish, chill, I'm still going to school. Or whatever the case may be. Not realizing, yo, I might not be feeling the systems, but I'm a carrier. Mm. Now the whole school infected for nothing.
You were a cool ass kid, fam. If I even sneeze, I was like, Mom, I can't go to school, I'm dying. And that lady was like, listen, get your fucking ass out of the bed. I don't care if you actually die at school. That's where you're going.
You know, I was thinking today, like, they, like, Indian people will be losing mad weight, fam, now.
Yes.
Because this is how my mind works. Here we are, because of Corona. Like, you're not supposed to put your hands by your face. How are you people going to be eating, bro? They're going to be losing that weight.
This time we took you seriously.
He really did rope me in, eh?
I was all the way in, dude. I was involved.
You really roped me in.
Let's hear this.
I thought there was a theory coming out, eh?
Cutlery be scarce. Now,
everyone's focusing on washing hands and promoting washing hands. What were we doing all along?
This is so true, hey?
The thing that we're supposed to be doing for our whole life. Now, you're telling me how to wash my hands. Okay, so what have people been doing?
No, but how many times you're in traffic and you look over and no matter how expensive the car is, no matter who's in that car, how many times you've seen them, dude or chick or whomever, digging their nose and fucking flinging their snot within their cars or outside their window? I see that all the time.
You'd be paying attention to people in their cars, bro.
Yeah. I watch a lot of things.
Yeah, I love people watching. It's so fun.
People still litter to this day. People still throw shit out the window on the highway. And you're like, dude, what the fuck?
I like that you care
about. Let's get back to why people don't wash their hands.
This is fam.
This is why I don't want to dap anyone up, bro.
I hate shaking hands. I don't shake hands at work, eh?
And it makes sense because actually, one of our number one listeners, shout outs to Peach, gang gang. She hates Rome. Because Rome is dirty.
Right. Rome is dirty, yeah.
Rome is dirty.
For real.
Yeah, she's like, it's very, like, it's got all the cool old-timey buildings and shit, but it's like, it's dirty. It looks like downtown.
Wait, but it's cool buildings. They're like the main attractions, like the Colosseum and stuff, they keep that clean.
Yeah.
But just hit the wrong side street, you're fucked.
It looks like Elof. So when this happened, she was like, of course it went to Italy. Of course this went. Like, where else?
I'm not gonna lie, another dirty ass city, Amsterdam, fucking dirty. Bro. People pee in the street, people just spit wherever the fuck they want to spit. Amsterdam is dirty as fuck.
And also, like, I'm not being derogatory here, but like, it's like Arab custom to, like, you know, do that and like spit in the street.
Oh, yes, and
so if this is like if it's based on fluids and it's airborne and it's contact, if everyone is.
Is that why Iran?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's why, like, there's certain areas where
somebody has to explain that. Like, why are you doing that? Like, what is the reason? What is the cultural reasoning behind just spitting randomly in the street?
That's the strangest thing. Because, okay, in China, a lot of people either smoke or have chewing tobacco. China's, like, maintaining, like, the smoking or the tobacco industry right now because they have the most population percentage of smokers in the world. And chewing tobacco is a big thing. So when you chew tobacco, you then spit. It's like a thing. And it's like back in the day, you'd have a spit jar as a cowboy kind of thing. So a lot of Chinese people spit. But I think even if you're not chewing tobacco, I've seen a lot of Chinese people spit.
Yeah, I've also heard that in like Asian, like traveling through Asia. You just, like in a bathroom, and then like they draw whatever's in their system. Chew. And you're just like, are you getting the devil out? Like, what the...
Yeah, and it's not everybody. Because once I was in an Uber. No, okay, they don't have Uber in Hong Kong, but they got like something else in Hong Kong. And we were waiting in the Uber, and right in front of the car, some dude did the whole thing, brought up all the phlegm in the world and spat it on the pavement. And an old Chinese dude in Hong Kong went up to him like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop the shit, you're being nasty. Well, obviously I don't speak the language, but the body language was like, what
he was pointing to.
Look at what you did. What the fuck is wrong with you? And then the old man walked away. Young dude was shocked out of his mind. So I don't think it's all Chinese people who condone that sort of thing.
There are a few billion of them.
Yes.
If it was all of them, China would literally be under like
just a layer of
just like sludge.
Can I sidetrack? I just need to ask a question. How did China and India get to a population of a billion?
You know, I wonder
how
that.
How did you get this? Because if you think about it, Congolese families, it's not uncommon for them to have 10 siblings.
Mm.
Yeah, the population of DRC and Ghana and Nigeria is not 1 billion. It's a couple of hundred million. Mm. But how do you get to 1 billion?
So we studied this, and it's a thing of, okay, they were the first to have a level of population that started growing steadily even before sort of the African continent as a whole. So they've done studies that by the time 2030 comes around, that African countries have a higher population than India and China. So India and China are sort of like leveling out now, like a lot of countries. But there's a critical number. Don't misquote me. I think it's around, because it's always exponential population growth. It's not a linear line. It's never linear.
Yeah.
So there's a
people
point.
People working.
Exactly. So there's a point of 400 million to 500 million. So Nigeria is at 380 mm-hmm. odd million. Once you get to the band of 400 to 500 million, it then explodes massively.
That
so
still doesn't
that's
answer my
to,
question.
Like, how did
they start
at
earlier?
Like
how did they start? So the story is, how did they get to that 400 million mark?
Yeah,
first?
I want to know Genesis. Like,
I have a theory.
Mm.
And I'm going to use the wrong words. They're probably going to be mildly controversial. But
what's new?
Just bear with me because I think the thing I mean makes less offensive sense. But civilizations, like, I think between India and China, like, they're like, I may or may not be wrong here, but like the oldest sort of points of civilization in the world. And they had like, they were big places. So they were like big, and there was a certain standard of living where you could have like 10 kids. Like in Europe, your kid gets eaten by a bear, so you have to grow a kid that's the size of a bear, that takes a lot of resources. And then it's like, well, and then the Germans come through, they be killing the Italians. It's a mess.
Oh,
whereas,
dude, Europe is a mess.
It's like
so they're just killing each other.
Like, due to the abundance of resources, you could have larger families. Unlike Europe, who are like subsistence farming from like way back then, like the flu and weather would fuck you out.
I mean, I was just watching this thing on Mansa Musa. Like, Mansa Musa was actually much later than I thought he was. Like, in the late 1200s. Like, so that was around the same time as the Mongols. And apparently it was the second biggest empire in the world after the Mongols.
Mm.
Wow.
And at that time, Europe was kind of just like picking their noses and fighting bears. Like, so and whereas China had like built fucking guns and spaceships, and India had pretty much done the same thing. So you could build, you could have more or larger, you could just fuck.
I thought it was like a social program. Like, we need more miners.
Yeah.
We need miners.
I
like that double entendre.
I think for China, in Chinese Industrial Revolution, I think that was maybe a thing, but I don't think that was like that because India is the oldest democracy in the world.
Guys, have you seen a billion on paper?
Yo,
you know how many zeros that is, and that's how many people.
Also, like, India and China be huge ass countries.
Yeah.
They are big countries.
Fucking massive. And remember, India and Pakistan used to be one country.
Oh yeah.
So that's even bigger.
That's even a wow. I'll be fucking.
Yes.
Also, okay, no, China is cold. India's not cold. So, like,
India's on the border of the Himalayas. Everywhere. Like, north of India.
Well,
the
top of India.
Depends on
I feel like most of India's pretty warm.
Well, I don't know. I've never
been.
I have no idea.
Most of India's pretty warm.
I have no idea.
tell us how regular India correspondent. Oh, but that'll be fun. So, let's say Corona spreads, no? This is how this weird conversation with my Uber driver started. Like, you know, sometimes you get the Uber drivers that want to talk.
Yeah.
And he was like, so...
Well, I fucking hate those.
Yeah, really.
But you have to respond because you're scared of your rating.
I wasn't scared of my rating.
I'm
scared of
shit.
I don't want
to
like,
talk to you.
But
like,
if your rating gets too low, they don't pick you up.
I'm serial killer quiet. I do not say a word.
I think they need that option. I'll choose don't speak to me every time.
You
can rate, like, some Ubers, because actually it wasn't Uber, it was a Bolt. But on, like, some Ubers, like, you know how they have, like, oh, this guy got 10 million 5 stars for being a super chatter or for being super quiet?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can get the ones who are, like, I like you because you're quiet.
But the thing is, how do you change your Uber driver based on the rating? By the time the Uber is, oh, I'm on my way, then you only see the rating and who this person is. It's late by the time you try to change.
About 2 minutes to cancel and they don't charge you.
Also, oh, okay.
To be fair, has anyone ever looked at the rating?
No.
Just out of curiosity, I've never changed because of rating. Just
like that. I think this is like the male privilege. Like, we don't have to worry about ratings and getting shanked and raped in a car. Whereas, like, women, that's a different story. No, like,
it's rough. It's insane. But, like,
You and I, we can Uber at any time. Like,
mm-hmm.
Women, like, they were like, no, it's this time of night. I don't feel comfortable Ubering at this time.
Mm.
When the sun sets, it ain't safe on the block.
I remember once I had this conversation with this girl, and it took her a while to convince me. But I was like, oh, I was trying to convince her to come to. I was like, fam, just jump in the Uber. She was like, no, I'm scared of Ubers. I was like, why are you scared of Ubers? That's an Uber. She was like, fam, Uber drivers are insane. I'm like, no, they're not. It's not a Bolt. Like, you'll be fine.
Mm.
She was like, no, Uber drivers are insane. Mm-hmm. Like, these things do happen. And I was like, really? I've never had to worry about it ever in my day. And that's always why it sucks to people. I think Jesus hates women.
Mm.
Ooh. Oh. What? What?
Think about it. All of the shit happens to women. As women, you can't, like, just be alive without, like, stressing about shit we have never even contemplated. Like, I've walked in dodgy parts of the world and never once thought, what if someone rapes me?
I think that's just society as a whole.
Okay,
It's toxic as fuck.
By Jesus, I mean patriarchy, call it what you want.
Yeah. That's a good save. The Human Rights Commission.
Also gave them periods. Like, imagine from 13 to 50, you bleed every month.
Dude, no, that is rough. That's rough. That's a lot.
Like, and it's not only bleeding. It's not painless bleeding. Mentality and cramps and shit.
And it's not painless. It's fucking sore. You're fucking hurting the whole day. Every month for 40 years.
Imagine being an athlete and, like, you gotta perform on that thing.
Mm.
That's rough, eh? Because it's Olympic laws that if you bleed anywhere, even if you have a cut, you're not allowed to swim. So female athletes in the Olympics, I think they have to, like, proper time their stuff. Otherwise, I don't know what you have to do, because it's Olympic law that you're not allowed to have a cut or anything and compete.
I'm not sure if I'm correct about this, but I think, because, you know, birth control fiddles with your cycles, and so you can make your cycles to a certain extent. I don't know how well you can control it, but, like, you can make your cycle irregular.
But also, one thing we're not considering is, like, super fit, super elite women.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens to their bodies where they don't necessarily have periods.
Ooh. I don't know.
There's something about, like, super, super fit women. Like, I think it also changes their cycle or something. I don't know where I read that. But I don't know, we'll have to get
into it. We'll do some research and come back to that one.
Please tell us, do you get periods?
Superfood woman, hey, maybe on testo blocker or whatever the case may be, or testo blocker is more for us.
No, but you can't be on any type of drugs.
Mm. Yeah, you can't. Mm. Oh, yes, because I also fucked with Custer about that.
Yeah. Was Custer on drugs?
No. But I mean, just in terms of, I was thinking about it more from your hormone levels, because her hormone levels are, like, only vaguely different.
Mm.
They were like, well, that's enough for you. But yes, what do you do in a quarantine?
Play PlayStation.
Bruh.
I need a PlayStation. Players.
So we've ruled that out.
Like, you need, like,
cause I would find, like, a hoe and shack up and be like, alright,
this is us now.
We stuck here.
This is it.
We need to repopulate the world.
brown is life. We're gonna run out of condoms at some point.
Also, it's not a bad thing. This is fam. Condoms be trash.
Because I've been like, do you wanna run out to the store with the coronavirus and fix them? Because go for it, young lady. But because it also got me thinking, because I was looking at this coronavirus thing, and then there was a story about this meteor that's probably not going to hit Earth, but it's the size of the one that killed the dinosaurs. So, don't put that in the universe.
It's late now, it's on its way.
I'm not trying. It was like coming in like a couple of weeks. Then there was the oil prices, World War III, like, basically, it kind of feels end of days-ish. Like, I don't know if y'all are getting that feeling. Like,
no, I'm getting like,
guys, guys, they've been saying this since I can fucking remember.
No, they've been making the predictions. I don't know if it's felt like
Every single year, every single year since I can fucking remember, since I was born, people have been saying, you know what, especially fucking evangelical Christians, always, guys, it's coming to the end of days. We gotta pray. We better, like, I'm like, guys, calm the fuck down.
No, but they're crazy. I feel like they're objective things because they're crazy.
For example, every epidemic / pandemic that we've had has had a higher death rate, mortality rate, than Corona. Yes. But Corona feels worse because now we have access to everybody and everybody across the world.
But we had that for SARS.
But SARS was a higher death rate.
But there wasn't as much panic for SARS, but exactly. We still had access to each other.
Not as much now. I think
like we still had Twitter and Instagram and WhatsApp, social media and stuff.
WhatsApp is now I sent a thing. I'll tell you the exact stats. Hold on. Move on to something else. I'll get you the exact.
If you send us a broadcast list,
message. I will not send you a broadcast message. Man.
But I mean that's kind of my thing. I don't know, between like fucking meteors and Donald Trump being a psychopath. Also, I think it's podcasts actually. I think that's the real difference. Cause now I'll be listening to like some pod, like I was listening to this podcast about like, cause you know that like Donald Trump has the nuclear football and it wasn't really reported on because it's a boring topic, it's not very news catch, but like I think a year or two ago they went to Congress and they were like, yo, let's just suss out if he needs to press the button. What are the parameters? And what they got to is like, yeah, let him push it. We'll figure it out next. We'll figure it out afterwards.
Wow.
So basically, he can just be like, because if someone launches a nuke, you don't have time to be like, oh, okay, North Korea's launched at us. Let me go fetch that guy and that guy. General. Are you awake?
Bring the key.
Yeah. You don't have the key. Quickly, fam, go fetch the key. So it's like, boop. And they have these like plans that are super confidential. So the last one that was released, what are they called, SIPs or something, was Kennedy's one. And it's basically like, what happens in a nuclear strike? Like, what are our plan options? And when you, like, I read one, and the option, their plans are stupid. It's not like, let's do targeted strikes.
Do you know nobody's ever...
Factory. It's like, we have 1,000 nukes. What if we drop 500 on Russia? Wow. Not on Russia, on Moscow. Then that should work, yeah.
But you know, right? That's never going to happen, right?
I'm not saying...
Because it's going to be a tit for tat and then everybody dies.
No, they're going to press the button and they're all flying at the same time.
Yeah, then no one wins.
We're all going to die. That's my point. I don't want to die.
No one besides Kim in North Korea, maybe, has the mentality to try and pull that off.
Donald is pressing that button. Dude, Donald is pressing that button.
I'm telling you now, the people around him are like, you think you have the sort of power?
He does. This is the thing.
I don't think he has the level of power. They reduced his power, right?
He can say, that's what I'm telling you about the thing in Congress. He can say by himself, unilaterally, press.
No, but they passed it in Congress that he doesn't have that power anymore. And no president now has that power. Because of Donald Trump's mentality, his own party voted against him, like, your complete executive power, hold the phone.
Okay, I heard the opposite thing.
No.
And it was based on how do they then get Congress in? How
the World War III stunt? the World War III stunt where he made up shit about Iran?
Look, I think
that thing prompted them to be like, you're fucking up.
Yeah.
You're fucking up. And then when they reduced his power, that's when the Iran drama ended.
Do you think he'll get another term?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, Bernie's not going to take it now. And I don't know if he's going to make it to
guys.
And I want Bernie to take it. Bernie would be great.
No, guys, America is so stupid.
Yeah.
Am I the only person who thinks this is weird? They spent a whole 4 years talking about, like, after Trump, they were like, we need to change. We need new blood. We need blah, 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 blah. And even before Elizabeth Warren dropped out, everyone was over. Like, if any of the Democratic nominees got elected, they would have been the oldest president ever.
Okay, and Bernie's just recovered from a heart attack.
Bernie's gonna die.
Guys,
like,
Bernie's gonna die. This is what everybody does. They first look at, okay, like the age, the sex, the race, and. But they're using that as a thing to sort of discount the actual politician's policies. Bernie Sanders is the most progressive person in all of American Senate.
We're not disputing.
It doesn't matter. He's going to be dead.
No, I know this, but because he's a American white male, those sort of progressive policies, if it was under a black female, would have been at the forefront of the entire thing. Not so much, oh my God, it's another white male.
I disagree with you. I think the reason Bernie got as far as he did is because he's an old white dude. Like, he has very radical things, and so he's packaged in a safe way. So they're like, Bernie, you crazy, but oh, he's also a nice white dude. Like, I think if it was a black woman, they'd have been like, holy shit.
But never mind that.
He's going to die.
He's recovering from a heart attack.
Fam, okay, he didn't have a heart attack. He had a bypass surgery.
Which is
What are we bypassing?
It was preventative.
No, but what are we bypassing?
Listen, I'm for Bernie. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
This guy is going to die.
I'm for Bernie. He's gonna legalize weed. It'll be great.
Fam, and the guy
he's like, gonna give black people reparations.
If he lives that I really don't
Let's
see
hope so. Let's see
I really
happens.
Don't If by some miracle Bernie gets elected, I don't see him.
You shouldn't make bets because you're vegan for a month.
Listen. Let's not bring up historical things where you lost bets and did nothing when I won the bet. But anyway, okay. Let me tell you the stats of the corona things. So SARS was in 2003 with a 10% mortality, and there was no Facebook or no WhatsApp in 2003. 2009 was swine flu, and that had a 4.5% mortality, and that Facebook it was only Facebook and 150 million users. Ebola had a 25% mortality rate.
But Ebola doesn't fuck around.
Ebola was a motherfucker. And there was only 450 million users. Now with Corona, with a mortality rate less than everything above it, at about just over between 2 and 3%, there's 2 billion Facebook users and 1.7 billion Facebook and 2 billion WhatsApp users.
I think we're making some assumptions there, though. Because that's fair, but like for instance, with Ebola, wasn't as easily transmittable.
Yeah.
And not nearly as many people had it, nor had it spread to as many places as Corona. So that kind of also mitigates what is our hysteria going to be? Because I can guarantee, if Ebola had spread the way thingy was, I would not leave my house. Because you will shit your organs out.
We were shitting then.
That's actually what's going to happen. You will shit your organs out.
Yeah.
If they were like, Ebola touched down and stuff, I'd be like, fine, you guys. I'm leaving this house. My quarantine plan is going to be like, fuck your bitches. And Netflix. Oh, great.
Ebola was in Africa. It was in Central Africa. It was like on the verge of coming to us. And we weren't as stressed.
It's not as communicable. Dude, there was a dude in China who got corona after 15 seconds. Like, I read this article today. Who knows? Maybe there's all information.
Did
but
he turn
some
into a zombie?
Dude, fam, he literally streaming and he was like, Trina!
What about the American chick who actually caught it twice?
Nick, God wants it.
Bruh, she caught it twice.
God is calling
her. She caught it. She came back, she's like, okay, no, cool. You sort of survived this thing. We gave you whatever antibiotics you're supposed to be on.
ARVs.
You sharp now? Go home.
What are the ARVs I gave Cobra?
Yo, Magnum cream liqueur.
and she got it again. Yes.
Dude, cleared, go home, self-quarantine so you don't catch it from anybody else. This auntie went, I don't know where the fuck she went to. Second catch.
Also, what is self-quarantine?
You mean stay at home, fam.
No, stay at home by yourself.
Yeah.
What if you don't live by yourself? What if you want to see my pebeza? Also.
Then late for everybody in your circle.
Fam, so it's just me and Pornhub.
Facts.
Me, Pornhub, and the baby. Also, if your girl... Okay, if whoever you're dealing with or your girl says, Ayo, listen... I got corona. Ish. What do you do?
I'll see you in 3 months.
What do you do?
Sorry, hey. I guess we're single.
I think maybe we need some space.
Just to reevaluate.
Yeah. Our health.
Just to see where our lives are going.
Because
yours might not be going too much.
We have different priorities.
Guys. You know what would piss me the fuck off? If my girl has to call me up and say, listen, we need to talk. And then come meet me face to face to tell me she's got corona. I'd be upset.
Bitch.
I'm like, what? How? In the call, you could have told me.
Put her in the shower. Like, scrub her in the shower. Like, get out. As I kick you out, just get out. But we also, there was a fun other, this is apparently the corona episode. In pre-production, we're discussing the other interesting ramifications of corona. Because, like, it was like, oh, are they going to cancel the Olympics? At which point, y'all were talking about how, like, a lot of sporting events, some of them, they're, like, cancel, others...
So, I'll tell you, the MotoGP Premier Class got cancelled. The Thai MotoGP got postponed. The Bahrain Formula One Grand Prix is going ahead, but they're banning spectators, so it's just going to be TV commercialized. They postponed the World Superbike Qatar round as well. Strangely enough, they're still going with the Formula One Australian Grand Prix. But yeah, they're postponing and just looking at if this virus is gonna have a decay and you know if it's gonna slow down. I there was also a rumor that the Olympics is going on. I mean, they were talking about canceling the Olympics.
I heard it was postponed.
I hadn't heard it was cancelled. I'd heard they were thinking about cancelling each other.
Yeah, but now I've heard that they're going on with it.
Sure, okay. I think we'll wait and see because we all got three different stories from today.
Yeah, but I was also remembering in pre-production, I was also talking to you guys and I was like, hey man, also money talks.
Fam.
Because now, isn't it they shut down Italy? And what Formula One team comes out of Italy?
Ferrari and
one with the racks.
Can I tell you, those niggas have their bags packed. They're on their way to Australia. They're on the way.
They're like, yo, listen, let me let you know what's
going on. Well, you know, Australia has corona. Italy has corona. Corona to corona, it's fine.
Oh, it cancels each other out.
It cancels each other. Like, if you got corona, you go to a place with corona.
No, what if what that thing makes strong corona babies? Those things are just like...
Them is going to kill all the prisoners down in Australia.
Isn't it a funny
we thing? Back, oh. Baby!
Let's not forget their ancestors.
Now we're cooking.
Now we're cooking with oil.
Okay, wait, let's do this and then I'll.
Guys, also, do you know? Okay, UFC that just happened. The one on Sunday. UFC 248 or something like that.
Where Israel Adesanya fought...
Yo, Romero!
No one can understand the fuck you're saying!
I want to have a fight! I come down! The people want to have a fight! And you run away! He's not fighting, man!
It's Usain Bolt.
Get pasa, man. Get pasa, man. I want to have a fight. This, everybody lose today. No one win. Only one person win today.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, okay, he was a contender here. He should have chased the fight.
No, word is bond. That's what everyone was saying. But that was even Dana White is saying that.
That was the most boring UFC main event I've seen ever.
First round, three punches were thrown.
Have you seen the memes?
The memes are amazing.
There's this meme where they just dancing around each other, and it's just like when you and your friend are trying to figure out the controls.
And then. Who's the other, not you, the other guy?
Israel Adesanya.
He's trying to play it off. No, I read this position. I know his game tactics. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. You had a boring fight. It was both of you who were problematic.
And you know what the wild thing is? The fight before that, it was this Asian, this Yao Ming honey.
Yo!
And this Polish honey. They went at it. The one girl's head swole.
They're rating it as one of the greatest of all time UFC fights.
It's not a lie. I watched it
as well.
This Asian honey has got hand speed.
Amazing.
You don't see the punches. You just say
anime hand speed. Bruh. You know when you just see the line.
Instant transmission, boy.
You know, she came down to the fight. Because what you have to do is that, okay, she's from China. The fight was in America. She had to come down like 3 months beforehand to make and then set up your training camp. Because you have to then train months before the fight. But obviously you've been training in China. She was quarantined 3 times in transit getting to there. So she started her training camp late because she was in Corona quarantine.
I thought this thing started like 3 weeks ago.
Nah, December. Remember, China was hiding this shit.
Mm. Oh, yes.
The government.
Oh, yes.
They say December. Now we've got
the proper
September.
Chinese version.
Yo. That was
okay, that was gold.
Yes. So she came, she started trying, like after 3 sessions of quarantine, she was cleared like just before the fight. She fought this honey from
Poland.
This chick from Poland came with a normal size head to that fight. She got trapped as if you couldn't see the fist like it was in the Matrix.
Dude, have you seen that thing, that monster they fight in Beowulf? She ended up looking like that.
Bruh.
That Asian honey was like, I am Beowulf!
For the Chinese version!
She left that fight with her forehead so heavy, it was closing her eyes.
It doubled in size.
She looked like a globe. She looked like a globe.
Dude, and this like Asian honey was ruthless. She kept punching her head.
I'm not gonna lie.
She kept punching it on the spot.
Asian honey got hands as well, so her eyes were puffed up.
Yeah.
So she got hands.
They
she
both
got
went to hospital after.
Yeah, they had to.
Dude, this was the Rumble in the Jungle UFC.
Yo.
They went like I've never seen fighting like that. But like proper roundhouse spinning kicks, spinning elbows.
Oh, swag! Someone got caught with the roundhouse kick.
What's her name? This Polish honey escaped the armbar. This Chinese and she's good in like wrestling and grappling. Got her on the ground, armbar. This Polish honey's elbow hyper extended. So she hyper extended and then she, I don't know how she swiveled out of it.
Yeah.
Any other person's elbow would have broken. Anyone else. And then she got up and she was just laying paws. It was just hands. And the thing is, I was actually talking to, I don't know who I was talking to. But never mind. I was like, nah. I saw the highlights. So the thing is, I woke up for the main event. But then before the main event, they showed the highlights. And I was like, these guys have no defense. No, dude. When I watched that, I actually went back because I recorded it. I watched about, there was slipping punches. There was counters. Gosh. There was, It was a classy
act. Fighting was okay. Fight.
That brings me to a question I want to answer as soon as we do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let us taste the warm rasta.
Die warm rasta.
Oh no, this doesn't smell good.
This smells like you know that varnish you put on wood.
Oh, it smells like that.
You're making it worse now. Like you're actually killing us.
Smell wood.
I'm not even like just off the smell. I can tell you that the limestone is going to. This doesn't smell friendly.
No, okay, hit it. I don't know. I'm getting a different.
Don't lie to
yourself. I'm like,
you know that like parakeet, like those wooden floors where the like little wood rectangles all thingy and they like make these weird like circles.
Okay,
like,
maybe I used to sniff glue as a kid. Fine.
This smells a little bit like Mr. Min.
Nah, this smells like varnish, bro.
You know, like smelling, like drink. When you smell glue, like proper contact adhesive, and you're like, okay.
Like, no, we weren't put to sleep with glue. Our parents used.
Your parents loved you?
I was not going down that route.
This is the one we didn't finish. Oh, this is not
good. We didn't finish. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're good.
This one isn't great. Oh. And by isn't great.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's really not. I'm not sure I can shoot this one some bail.
You know, it smells bad and you taste it and then it's worse. It's fuck's sakes.
Okay, this one you definitely take with coffee.
Have you ever had a rum that made you sober?
This one's gonna fuck you up.
This thing smells like paint thinners.
Fuck's sakes, bruh.
No,
what the fuck is with you, Baden Boer? Stop your shit, fam.
This one.
Distillery in the Ploy Brothers in the Free State. Distillery. Fuck off.
It tastes like
you
the tears
shit.
Of slaves.
Oh, it really does. It really does.
This tastes like give us free.
Give us free.
You know when you've been sitting on the slave ship, man,
yeah.
And like you're. Tucked in there, and like the boards of the slave ship have splinters, and they're in your ass.
Yeah.
The splinters and the ass smell together with the salt. This thing is in English. I'm sure it is in English. They are trying to kill a warm rasta. There's a warm
this
rasta
is
that wants
this is
that.
Actually shit. And they give you a book. That has freedom written on the fuck you. Oh my god.
For the slaves. Oh
my god.
Tears of slaves.
Okay, really? Maybe.
So this is made with passion, freedom.
Maybe. Listen.
Country
guys.
In mind.
Let's not be bullshit. Let's not be such assholes. Even as I put.
Sorry, they have a picture
piece
of
ice
of,
to water this down.
Of the Defree brothers. Deploy brothers on this little booklet, yeah.
Also,
and now I'm mentally taking a picture, so if I see any of these fuckers in public, they're catching hands and they won't know why.
Okay, that's so
you know how like in slave
times,
little
random acts of violence.
Yeah.
Like the women
exactly.
would cook the black slaves, the women would cook meals for their master.
Mm.
But then they would put period blood in the stew.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know
I
that.
Think
that is a vibe.
I think a slave put period blood in the...
Are you saying my poikikos has been missing an ingredient this whole time?
No, I'm saying there's period blood in the bottom rasta.
Okay. Bro, hold on. Maybe this tastes better with Coke. We just put some Coke in it. It just... It doesn't smell better, but Coke is not the
taste it taste. Already. Jesus fucking Christ.
No, we... It's...
Christ,
it's so bad, hey? It's so bad.
I see what's happened here. I see what's happening.
Okay,
with
Does Coke it,
it tastes like
with
cherry
Coke,
Coke now.
It's better with Coke.
These are Afrikaans people. This is Afrikaans rum.
Of course, the Ploy brothers.
This is Mourmet Fro.
Sakes.
It really is. It's
you
made.
Know?
It's fancy Clippies and Coke.
So it's made
oh
in
God.
The light of Coke.
Yes, it's
no,
made
no,
in the light of Coke.
A clip to, how much is a clip to a female? $180.
It's fancy.
So this thing is not supposed to be. To had meat.
This is you are supposed to take this. You're supposed to take this to the Rupert's and be like,
imagine you. Imagine you're spending $450 on a bottle for something you do not have the option to drink neat. I'm setting my life.
Yeah, but that's because you haven't married an Afrikaans girl yet.
And they have the audacity to have a family crest.
Not much Afrikaans people love that type of shit.
Fucking deploy. Fuck if you're. Fuck you. Actually, I hate your life.
Anyway, so let's get back to the thing I wanted to ask. Female fight sports, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Since this weekend, we actually saw a female fight that was significantly better than a male fight.
Absolutely.
What are they missing to get to like where I would want to watch two girls fight more than anyone?
They got into it. That was this past Sunday.
It was. At that point, you weren't watching two males fight. You were just watching two fighters with highly technical skills. Mm. So it's just be highly technical.
Mm.
That's my answer for you. It's at any point you're watching a sport, you're watching someone perform a technical skill that you, with your fat ass on the counter, are not able to perform.
Yeah.
So it looks easy to slip a punch. No, it's really not easy to slip a punch. It looks easy to slip and counter. That's two levels of timing. It's not easy. It looks easy to open angles. It looks easy to not fight on the center line, but to shift off the center line. You think it's easy. It's not. You think it's easy to fight like Lomachenko. It's really not.
You can counter your opponent's punch without even being within their space of punching range. So just by your angular movement, you can counter that they're never on their planting foot to throw a punch in the first place.
My dude, it was just two technical fighters. And as great as both their defenses are, their attack was just as great.
Mm.
So even you with your Mike Tyson defense or what, your Floyd Mayweather defense, they still got through.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it's they weren't battered and bruised because it was a brawl.
Mm. Mm.
They were battered and bruised because they had fight skill.
And it was two really good fighters.
And there was shit. So like the Asian honey had power.
Mm.
When she threw a right hook,
mm-hmm.
you felt that thing through the TV.
Mm.
She had power, mm-hmm. but the Polish honey had speed.
Yeah.
She was just...
And she was slippery.
Fuck yeah, slippery. Very slippery. Very slippery.
Sure.
Like, mm-hmm. she got out of an armbar.
Mm-hmm.
The technical skill to get out of an armbar.
Honestly, yeah. And at that weight class, I think any of those two honeys could compete with the males in that weight class. Because though they could punch, you could see it. You could fucking punch.
Okay.
And that's what I'm throwing in there. I think in higher weight classes, when you get to Tony Ferguson, Khabib, I'm talking about that's lightweight in UFC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll be compete at that level, but they were fighting at the level below that.
Bantam.
They were,
bantam type
I think they were
featherweight
or less. At that weight class, they could take out a lot of the males in that weight class in UFC.
I think her name is Weili Lee.
Yeah.
Her hand speed.
Mm.
Blink, you would have missed. Her punches, her paws, and her punches again in your blink. It was just speed.
Remember,
so she's quick and powerful.
Remember you back when you were trying to get me to squat because for no reason that no one in anyone understands.
You have the perfect dimensions for Olympic weightlifting.
But, and you're talking about how in China, like they take you from a kid, they're like, you were going to be a weightlifter.
Yes.
You were going to be this.
When you're like 4 years old.
So do you think that's part of like the thing that they did with her? They were like, and then like just took her through basically montage.
That's
and then
like
beat the crap out of her.
In China,
since
as soon as you're born, they tell you, oh, you have this body structure, you're gonna be a gymnast. Post on your dreams.
Yeah.
This is what you're doing.
When you talk about school, you're talking about gymnast school.
Mm.
That's your school.
That's your school.
When you're talking about school, you're talking about ballet.
The school of excellency.
Basically.
And they focus on
China's black
sport.
Parents.
Yeah.
China's
yeah.
like, listen, fuck you, Andrew.
Dude.
Go do that accounting.
Yeah.
I told
yeah.
you.
Pull the phone. You think it's a coincidence there's so many Indian doctors. How the Indian doctors never wanted to be fucking doctors.
They still don't want to be doctors.
No, they still don't want to be doctors.
Look at your nasty toes like, fuck that.
Oh my god. I wanted to do ballet. Oh.
But, I mean, that's tough because, like, in my... Fam, imagine from so young... I always just think about it now, especially as, like, China's doing, like, coming up and blah, blah, blah. Like, we've sort of been... We've been inculcated and grown up with this idea that you have to follow your passion, follow the dreams, do the things you like. Because it makes you happier. Happiness is the goal.
Mm.
But what if happiness isn't the goal? Like, what if the goal is functionality? Like, so if you look in sort of other species, everything plays a role. Like, X lion does X this and X that, and then the headline does this, and everyone tells that. And then, no one gives fuck if anyone's happy. And if you're unhappy and you voice it, it's like, let's fight about
then
it.
Then die.
Let's fight about it. If like, you win this fight, you get to carry on with whatever ideas you have.
No matter what people's beliefs or thoughts are about society and how they want to live, they are less angry with money in their pocket.
Yeah,
there's less drama.
I would rather cry in a wraith.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, like, okay, fuck your happiness. If you have that money, there's a old radical millionaire, I can't remember his name, he currently lives in Monaco, and he goes, if you say money can't buy you happiness, you're shopping at the wrong stores. Like,
oh, that's all
That's his motto. Like
every girl.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
So and to be honest with you, China has money. I've never seen so many stores that sold gold in my life. And they line up competitors, they line up like next to each other. Three, and then there'll be a hairdresser, then another three jewelry stores that just and they're only on gold. Like not, you're not gonna go there and ask for platinum. They just deal in gold. And that's what and people I've never seen so many people buy so many things. I've never seen a three-story Gucci store in my life. I went to China.
Mm. I really don't want to go to a three-story Gucci store.
Yeah, but that's just the thing. Like, just getting back to what you're saying, it's just if you're practicing something 3 times a day, every day since you were 4 years old, and then I come squat against you. And I've just started the sport 4 years ago.
I'm a fart.
You're gonna wash me. Like, and I think that's the thing. It's even in that example, like if you take a Romanian lifter or a Russian lifter, or maybe let me not add the Russians. If you take an American lifter, they'll probably train 3 times a day, and then the rest of their day they have a social life. Dude, your family in China is your Olympic weightlifting teammates. There's no times a day. It's you just train. And then for hours on end. So imagine your day just consists of squatting. Your day just consists of snatching, clean and jerk, squat jerk. So by the time you're in competition, that's why not Xi Jiang, Lu Xiaojin. He's like, I don't have competitors. I just compete against the record books. That's what he says. I don't have competitors. I just compete against.
I remember you showed me the thing.
And these niggas just breaking records in training.
Like he was showing me like videos of like, you like at competition you wouldn't even really go for records.
No.
Like that he'd just be like, let me put it here because I know y'all won't reach it, and then when I get to practice, that's when I'll do my actual shit.
Yeah. So like it's. In training, I've seen Xi Jiang. I've seen him snatch 170, and I've seen him squat jerk 205.
Explain those things to the peoples.
A snatch is you have a barbell on the ground, and in the most explosive fashion, you have to violently. Pull, so there are three pulls. There's the pull to the knee, the pull to the hips, and then overhead.
Oh yes, so
it's like you have to but it's one motion. So you have to explosively pull that weight from the ground to above head,
Yeah.
And catch it in a squat position and then stand up. Only once you stand up, that's the you'll get three white lights from the judges and that's a snatch.
That's what you see in the Olympics, eh?
Yeah, no, this is what I'm explaining.
Ah, okay, cool.
And then the clean and jerk, so the very few of the Chinese actually clean and jerk, they actually squat jerk. But let me just explain what a clean and jerk is. So it's the same premise. But instead of catching the barbell overhead, you catch the barbell on your clavicle, on your the front of your chest, and you push your elbows up. So you clean it up to your chest, and you can catch it into a front squat.
Yeah.
And then you stand up, and then from there, you just do a little dip, and then you push with your arms overhead, and you catch it. But the judges will only give you a down signal once your feet are in line. So now, from a split jerk is
when you're one
foot goes back, one stays forward.
Yeah.
So that's how you jerk it overhead.
Yeah.
And then now you've got 200 kilograms overhead. Now you must bring the one foot in line with the other one.
Oh. Shit.
So that's why the Chinese squat jerk.
Yeah.
So what they do is they clean, they catch it in the front squat position and they stand up. Then from there, they do a little dip. And then as they're jerking overhead, they don't split their legs apart, but they just go back into a squat.
Mm. Oh, so they don't split their
So there's stability, but you need gang strength. Gang, like your hip strength, your back strength, and your leg strength needs to be strong. And if you look at these guys' tongue, their thighs.
And the thighs.
My nigga, their squat program is lit.
Shit.
So that's the Chinese do the squat jerk. But anyway, in training, I've seen Shi Jiyong. I've seen him snatch 170 and squat jerk 205 kilograms in training. Then he goes into competition and he snatches 165 and he squat jerks 198. Decimates the record. And it's well under what he's done in training.
But okay, why does he do that?
For them, it's a when he did the 205 in training, it was maximum exertion. So let's say it's 102% of your capacity. It's and in competition, you do. It's a strategy. You don't want to fail because you only get three lifts, three attempts to do a lift. So if I can have a successful lift, then I can keep pushing the ante up. But they if 205 is your training max and you've got 198 on the bar and that's the world record, that's easy for you.
It's
mitigation. Yeah, it's less risk. Yeah, exactly that. It's less risk. It's like, it's a sure thing. China just wants the gold.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They really don't care.
It's like about anime China. Training.
Yeah.
It's like anime training.
Oh.
It's like Goku training at 100 times gravity. It's like, it's not necessary. Once I get back to normal gravity, you're not going to see me.
It's exactly that. It's exactly that.
Like the whole thing about the Chinese, like seeing your potential from an early age and then putting you in a certain direction because of your physical or your whatever prowess you seem to show at that time. This is the next UFC fight I'm looking forward to is the Khabib Tony Ferguson fight. Tony Ferguson is dangerous. He makes more people bleed than anybody else in the UFC.
Never mind that, like, there's bad blood, because Tony Ferguson came with the old belt.
Yeah.
And he's like denouncing Khabib's claim to the new belt. And then
Khabib
he put it on the ground and then Khabib kicked his belt and they were about to fight at the face off.
Dana White was there, so they couldn't, because they know, like, Dana White will cancel their lives.
But Khabib also fought a bear when he was six.
This is what Khabib was saying. So they had interviews where they interviewed Khabib interviewed Tony Ferguson.
I want to fight the kid who fought a bear.
So they interviewed Tony Ferguson, and Tony Ferguson's 36 now and Khabib is 31. So Khabib is like, Tony, you're a bit old now to fight in this, to fight where we are now at this level, you're gonna fail. I'm going to kill you. Tony Ferguson is like, dude, I've been street fighting, I'm gonna end your life. And okay, to an extent, Tony Ferguson has the hands. And he comes in with the elbow and he's not afraid of taking a hit. But the whole thing about how the Chinese do it, I think also whoever Khabib is from does the same thing.
Because Khabib is like bear fight.
He's from one of the Rajistans.
Khabib is like, you American, you talking about street fights. I grew up, I didn't even go to school. My life was street fight. I was street fighting bears. Come with your bullshit American street fight. I got you.
But anyway.
guys, we are going to talk about fight sports forever. So let's wrap this up. Tell me what you think.
I'm going to surprise you here. And you might disagree with me. So
I mean, when have we agreed?
Other than
the pokes.
True,
was also a reluctant.
Okay, and the vodka and the shot we've had.
Funny enough, in the scrap episode last week that we threw away, we got agreed.
But now we might disagree. We'll see what happens. the limestone trash hallway, even with the mix, I couldn't take the limestone. The warm rasta, where these Afrikaners decide to kill this rasta and put him in a bottle. without the coke, trash. With the coke, more palatable than the limestone.
Okay.
So because of that, and I'm still upset that I have to mix this in to enjoy it. So I'm gonna give 4 ratings because it's without the mix, the rasta is gonna get a 2 out of 10, and the limestone is gonna get a 4 out of 10. With the coke, the rasta is gonna get a 5 out of 10, and the limestone is gonna stick on a 4 out of 10.
Weirdly, I see what you're saying, but you're right, I don't agree with it. Because die warm rasta.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at the point where anybody says passion, freedom, country, you know they're racist.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
Aside from that, it smells. Look, you could. Fam, if I was in Clarence and this was the rum there and I bought it at a festival and I had coke.
But that's not the case.
I would not. Without coke, this is basically the one of the primary ingredients of a Molotov cocktail.
This is turpentine, bro. This is strip paint.
Basically. With coke, but it was designed. It's, you can taste that it's designed. And I would even say specifically for coke. As I don't think if you put Sprite in there,
no,
anything good is happening to your life, which is my problem. Whereas with the limestone, I think if you put ginger ale in there, you might actually like it. Like it is overly spicy.
Mm-hmm.
They have definitely put too much cayenne pepper.
really?
And it does taste a bit like a leather shoe.
True.
But, and it really does taste like a leather shoe. I'm not, like, brogue was, I could taste the holes in the brogue.
I totally agree with Ndor that I'm giving these to people who I might want to impress but really don't like.
Yeah, because both the bottles actually look nice.
Yeah.
To be fair. But so I'm giving both of them. No, actually, I was going to give them. No. I'm giving the limestone 3. The rustic, it's a strong one. With coke, a good 3.
For both.
Yeah, like the limestone is less leathery with coke, but not less leathery. It's spicy, but it's a weird combination of spices.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, like, okay, if you're spicing the burger or the meat or the something, you will put like Cajun and barbecue spice. But it's not like barbecue spice, turmeric, and
cinnamon.
Yes! It's actually exactly like and mint.
Yeah.
Like that's what it feels like. Someone chucked someone was just like, what is here? Mint, coke, turmeric, coke.
And a star.
Paprika. Yes, that. What is that one that starts with a C? Cayenne.
Let's put some strawberries and some fish. In the mix.
Like they
like,
just
it's
threw
not
a lot of sure different things in here, and if that's what Fynbos tastes like, guys, it's okay.
No, but fuck that shit.
Because also they're endangered species. We don't have
like,
to eat them.
Okay, South Africa used to only do brandy and wine. That was like the steady.
But bad brandy and wine. Bad brandy.
What? Vin Ryan's is the highest rated brandy in the world and it comes from South Africa.
They weren't giving it to us, they were giving it to them.
No, we have Vin Ryan's. Oh, we're doing a brandy episode.
Now,
I need to prove you wrong
now.
Oh my god.
Now they are bringing it to us. But
what do you mean they're bringing it to South African?
No, that's what I'm saying. They were exporting all the good brandy.
Okay, maybe. I'm not talking about Clippies. I'm not going to talk about KDB.
No, that's what I'm saying. They kept all the Clippies for us and exported all the good shit.
So, like, we're good at making brandy. We're good at making wine.
We're fantastic at making both, yes.
Yeah. We're actually pretty... We're good at making gin now.
Yep.
We tasted some vodka and it was pretty good vodka.
Yeah.
As well. Guys,
I've heard of South African tequila.
Yeah, South African... Oh, yeah, I haven't tasted it, but...
I don't know if I want to do
that. we're not there with the rum yet, eh? Oh, we need to do some homework. Yeah, the rum, we're failing so right now.
Anyway.
Guys.
South Africa's doing bad on rum.
Please fuck your girlfriends with Corona. They need love too. My loves?
Freaky dickies need love too.
Are you telling people to cough on the coochie?
I mean, that is about to be the baddest trap song I've ever heard. Cough on the coochie, cough on the coochie. Cough on the coochie. Guys, I'm about to make $1 million. Anyway, part-time alcoholics, we out here.
Gang, gang.